Welcome to Learn to Buy and Sell Cars with your host, Randy Adams. Randy has been in the business for decades and is ready to share with you everything you need to know about buying, selling, trading, and dealing with cars. And now, your host, Randy Adams.
Hello, Corpus Christi. This is Randy Adams of LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com. We're back talking to you about buying and selling cars. We're on KKTX 1360 AM. Thank you, Corpus Christi. Thank you, KKTX. They're wonderful people for letting us on here. They want to make your life a little better. They want you to learn. They want to educate you. They want you to be the best person you can be, make the wise decisions. You know, we need to be wise in making our decisions on life. And I tell you, a person that's helped me so much in my life is Steve Sorensen.
Randy, it's so good to be with you again this week. Boy, last week we had a lot of fun, didn't we? It was really fun.
Oh, I enjoyed every minute of it.
And we answered a lot of questions, got a lot of things out in the air, and I know that we got a lot of things to talk about it today. As a matter of fact, I promised a few subjects. But before we get going, Randy, how'd you get into this thing?
Well, it all started when I was 14 in Texas back, and that was a long time ago. I'm 66 years old, so you could get a driver's license at 14. And what I did was I was my dad's driver. He had a car lot that would hold about five or six cars. And we would go from New Braunfels to Georgetown, Texas. My dad would buy cars and I'd drive them back. Well, after about a month visiting with a used car manager, he liked me a lot. And he said, Randy, he said, I got this 50 Ford back here. And he used to hate 49 to 50 Fords. And I love them now because I got in the business. He'd say, give me $25. Go sell that thing. I said, I don't have 25. He said, well, take the car, sell it. And when you bring the 25 back, I'll give you the title. So I rode a bus back up to Georgetown, Texas, took the car, cleaned it up, sold it, got 50 bucks for it, went back up there, paid his 25 back, paid 25 on the next car. I started buying 49 to 50 Fords, did that for 2 years, and then I moved up to bigger and better cars. So I've never had a job. I've always worked for myself. I've always been in the car business. I've owned 11 other businesses in my life, and I've done all kinds of stuff. But I always stayed in the car business, always stayed as a wholesaler, do a lot of wholesaling in San Antonio, been the top wholesaler in the San Antonio area since 1968 at San Antonio Auction, do a lot of business with them. We're number one on OVE, that's dealer-to-dealer in Texas. We sell cars, we sold over 300 cars all over the United States last year to other dealers. So I'm a blessed man. I love what I do. I am so blessed I get to do what I do every day. But now I want to give some back. I want to give it back to you. I want to teach you the right and the wrong way about buying and selling a car. I've had a change in my life where Jesus Christ changed my heart, where I can help people. I can reason with people. Guess what? I have more patience with people than I used to have. I used to live by rage. I used to let my emotions control me. I used to let everything control me, and I ran too hard. But my life's changed. I've given it over. You know, it doesn't matter what's going on right now. I want to see the future. I want my life to make a difference. If I'm not making a difference in your life, something's wrong with me and my program. My program has changed a lot of people in San Antonio area. They love the show. I told my listeners in San Antonio, if you love the show, call a station manager and tell them you love our show. You can do that same thing here in Corpus Christi at KKTX 1360 AM. Give them a call and tell them, hey, keep that show on there. Learn to Buy and Sell Cars with Randy Adams. We love it. We want to learn. We want to understand. We want to know what's going on in this world. Steve, tell us what your website is, where you can email you and ask any question. There's no dumb questions. There's some crazy answers and some answers you don't like. Steve's going to give you a website right now.
Well, it's the website. I'll pass on that one. There's info, bridgewaychurch.org, but I want you to send that right to me, Steve, at bridgewaychurchcc.org. Steve at bridgewaychurchcc.org. Now, Randy, you told me that I could ask you anything that I wanted to, and you're in serious trouble now because I'm going to pop one on you. You ready?
I'm ready. You may not like the answer.
Well, when you first got into the car business, I happen to know that you didn't believe. You were no believer. But when you got saved, what's the difference in your presentation to the public or to somebody that you were selling a car to and today?
Number one thing is I love people. I love helping. The desire to rip people off, to intimidate them, left me. I don't have that desire. I want to be fair in my dealing. I want to sell a good car at a decent price, making a decent money. We want dealers, when I'm teaching you, you'll hear me say, we want them to make money. We just don't want you to get ripped off. Well, I love people I used to not like. I used to not like big mouth women. Now I love them. I used to not like bratty kids. Now I love them. I don't care if it's your kid's bratty. I still think he's wonderful or she's wonderful. But my life has changed on attitude, thinking. I care about people 10 times more than I ever did. I was a selfish person, very selfish. But then changing my life with Jesus Christ changed me to where I'm not selfish. I'm unselfish. I want to help. I want to bless people. I want to teach you. I want to be a better person. I have desire to be a better person. And I lost my rage. I lost my insecurity. You know, there's two kinds of people in this world. Insecure people chase after love. Secure people attract love. I want to be so secure in my life and the way I handle people and love people that they come to me. I don't run them off. I don't have to chase after them. But my life's changed completely due to my heart and the desires in my heart and the way I look and I love people. The more, I believe this with all my heart, the more forgiveness you have in your life, the more love for people God will give you. And I've loved people that I used to not like at all. So my changes have really been drastic in my life. I was addicted on self. I was a very selfish person. I had to have the biggest house, the best cars, the newest cars. I kept up with the Joneses. I outran the Joneses.
You were the Joneses.
I was the Joneses. But I tell you what, I wasn't happy. I didn't have peace in my life, and now I do. And I have more thrill teaching you. This has been exciting to me, exciting in San Antonio. I've got people calling me at 830-625-7159 and thanking me, love the show. They don't say they like the show. They love the show. That brings me joy to my heart that I'm doing the right thing. The Lord put me on my heart to do this show, to help people, and that's what we're going to do for the next year, two, three, four. I hope we're here for a long, long time. We love this opportunity to be with KKTX 1360, and they've opened the door for us. They've given us the opportunity, but they do care for their listeners. They want their listeners not to be busted. Don't bankrupt your parents, kids. We have that class. We're telling the kids, I go to schools, I go to churches to tell people, young kids, don't bankrupt your parents. It's just transportation. You don't have to keep up with your buddies. Make a wise decision for your family. Help your family. Help your parents. But we want to be wise in all the decisions we make. But my life has changed, and I'm thrilled what I'm doing today.
Randy, several weeks ago, a fella came by the office, and he was trying to sell me a product. It was an insurance product. It didn't have anything to do with automobiles. But, you know, he talked so fast. Everything that he said was at absolute rocket speed that I really didn't feel like I was getting my answers or the questions quite understood, and I didn't get the answers to the questions that I had. It would seem to me that communication between me and a car salesman is imperative to the success of the transaction. How many people do you think get sucked up in emotion? They get excited about the car. They look at the color of the car. They see that it's got good tires on it, and this guy's talking a mile a minute, and yet you're really not getting the answers that you need. How important is that communication?
Well, they're well-trained, number one. They're trained to keep you off your toes. They're trained to keep you undecided. They go to school. They read books. There's meetings every day. Why didn't you sell this person? What do you need to say? How do you need to do it? They're trained, and you're not trained.
They have classes that tell them how to keep me off kilter?
That's right. They want to keep you off kilter. They want to tell you. That's why I tell you, take pen and paper. Write everything down before you go to F&I. Make them sign it.
Now, what is F&I?
F&I is finance and insurance. Uh-huh. That's where they sign the paperwork. And they're trained. They go to school. They have there's books that come out. There's magazines that come out. Tell them how to get more money, make more money, how to get money off of you that you don't think you had, stretch you to the limit. They take every advantage they have to get every dime you can. And that's why we tell you, get your credit rating, get your financing lined up somewhere else. Get it prepared. Know what you qualify. Know what your monthly payment's going to be. And then when you go buy a car, if they're 1% higher, if you can get 1.9, 3.9, and the dealership's 1% higher, that's your choice. You can leave your options open where you've got your credit at somewhere else and you need to use it later down the road, you can use them. But if they're trying to make 3, 4, 5, and I've seen 10 and 15% interest, we have good friends of mine just got married here. This happened about 5 years ago. They went down to buy a new truck. They get them separated and they tell the lady, your husband's credit's bad. We're going to charge you higher interest rate. They tell the husband, the what lady's credit's bad, and we're going to have to charge you more interest. And so they buy this truck. They buy it ill-equipped, but it's not the truck they want. And they sign it up at high interest. They're embarrassed to tell each other what's going on. They get home, and wife said, well, we got the truck for you, but it's not the truck we wanted. And he said, it's because of your bad credit. She said, no, it's your bad credit. They got in a big fight, and they came to me and said, what can we do about this? I said, first off, you need to see what your credit rating is. Don't, you know, just jump to conclusions. So we pulled both of them's credit, and guess what? It was excellent. So they ended up charging them 12% more interest. I convinced them to go get it refinanced right away, and they got a lot less. I think they were charged 17, and they got 5%. This was 4 or 5 years ago when credit ratings, insurance rate was higher. But be prepared. You know what your credit rating is, and you know what you qualify, and buy what you want. Don't let them spin you. We had a lady call into our office at 830-625-7159, and she said that she was been listening to our show, and these new car dealer was forcing her into a car that she did not want. She remembered me saying, if communication's not right, if you're being intimidated, you have a fear factor or anything, get up. These boots are made for walking. Walk out of that dealership, go down the road, and Steve, what should they do?
Well, let me ask you this, Randy. What happens if it's the last car, the last day of the deal, the last time I'll have a chance to get that? What happens if there's no other car? That's what we get told.
No, there's thousands of cars all over this area. San Antonio's got so many cars, there are ever lots over full. In fact, I had a friend of mine call me wanting to rent spots because he had too many cars. There's plenty of cars out there, and you don't have to have the exact color that you need. And the last day of the deal, baloney. There's all, hey, if you pass, they'll be calling you the next day. New deal. You know, they just going to intimidate you to buy because, hey, their boss, they've got a manager watching every move that you're making, and they want to make sure that you sign up before you walk out.
I used to use the saying, Randy, and I think it's still appropriate, that you don't have to be mad to be right. And you don't have to get emotionally charged. You know, Jesus was pretty good at that. In 1 Peter 2:23, we find an example where he says, when they hurled their insults at him, he didn't retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to who judges justly. You see, you don't have to be mad to be right. You don't have to be charged up. You don't have to be depressed. You don't have to be excited. You got to be calm when you're talking to somebody that's trying to take maybe $20, $30, $40, $45,000 out of your account.
Well, I've seen it many a time whenever somebody gets up to leave. Look at the attitude of the salesman. He blows up. He gets a little nasty. I've seen him get really nervous. And then they see their sales manager watching you leave. They will call you everything. They will make fun of you behind the scene. I've seen salesmen walk in and tell the sales manager, this dummy, he don't know what's going on. I've got him socked to the limit. I've got every dime that he can afford. Hey, this is a war. You're in war with them. I go to a school and I dress up in camouflage. And I tell these students, we're at war. We're out to take every dime you got. And at one time, that was my theory. I wanted every dime you had. I'm not that way anymore. But I wanted every dime that you had. I want to get every opportunity. But I didn't care if you ever come back. But now I want customers for life. I want friends for life. I want to teach you for life. And, you know, if I don't sell you a car or buy a car, but if you want to sell your car, you can go to learntobuyandsellcars.com. There's an easy description you make on the website that describes your car. And if you describe it right, we'll buy it for that figure. I have a means of buying it down here in Corpus. I have a partner down here that will buy your car. If there's a couple of little things wrong with it, we may have to deduct a little bit, but we'll still buy your car. But guess what? Now you've got a figure to trade the car, to sell it to a friend, coworker, anybody you want to sell it. Now you're standing solid with a figure. You know what your trade's really worth. Right now in San Antonio, we're doing that same thing with lots of people. That's learntobuyandsellcars.com with an easy description. We make them an offer. These people are trying to trade the car, and they're getting offered half the price, half of it. And they're saying, Randy Adams said he'll give this. Well, they're giving them the price, and the people are apologizing to me. I said, don't worry about it. You got the money trade in. That's all that counts.
Well, the Bible tells us that everyone should be quick to listen and slow to speak. It seems to me if we're going to do any talking with a car dealer or anybody trying to sell us anything, that we ought to be listening a lot more than we're doing the talking.
Well, you listen to them, but you make the right decision. What's right for you, what's right for your family, what you can afford. Don't waste your good hard-earned money. And we're getting into tax time. There's a lot of people out there. Corpus Christi is a big buy-here, pay-here town, and there's a lot of money out there, and it's coming in on income tax. Don't take rapid refund. It's 120% plus a bunch of fees.
Now, I guess I promised, Randy, that this week, I guess I'm going to vent just for a minute. It wasn't many, I guess it was about a year ago now, that I feel that I was taken horrible advantage of by a collision center here in Corpus Christi, Texas. And when I walked in, I said, hey, you guys deal with my insurance company? The answer was, yeah, we deal with everybody, all insurance companies. Well, that wasn't quite true because they weren't on our preferred list with my insurance company. So I ended up spending a lot of time in an extra rental car that my company only paid for 30 days because I didn't use their list. They lied to me about that. They didn't do it on time. They did a lousy job. They sent it over to another shop. They did, and I finally took my car to San Antonio to get it fixed. If my car is in a wreck and it's on the back of a wrecker, how do I direct my car to where I think it should go, and how do I find out if that's a scrupulous dealer?
It's tough. It's really tough. These days, you know, you just got to do your homework, go on the internet, see if there's any bad reviews, any bad ratings. And also, you need to talk to your insurance company. A lot of these insurance companies signing people up with a cheaper rate, but they don't give them the full coverage. But you should, you're in control. You should be able to tell them what body shop that you want it to go to. And that's your option. Now, the wrecker service will make it tough because they're getting kickbacks from these body shops, and they'll want to set it wherever they get the best kickback or they can get storage from it. So, you know, I think you need to do your homework next time and learn to make a contact with the body shop and do a little investigation before this happens. So if it does reoccur, you'll know where to take it on a body shop. You need to get your policy out and get take 5 minutes and read it and see what coverage you have and what you're allowed to do. And also, what about factory and aftermarket parts? Lots of insurance companies won't pay for factory parts. And if you're driving a nice car, you don't want a real cheap part thrown on your car. You're paying hard-earned money for insurance. You deserve to get quality care. You know, it's they want the money. They want the money. We deal with insurances every day. They beat us up. They beat everybody up. And guess what? Body shops are not getting the big figures on them either. So it's up to you to do your homework.
Well, I'm loving this, Randy, because what I just heard is just what the Bible would tell us about knowing what you would do and what you believe before you do it. And so if I really wanted to know something, I would go find out long before I needed it. I would look, and I would find out now that I need to know what body shop is trustworthy, which one of them's got the best recommendations on the website. I would know what the people are saying about the place, and I would get personal recommendations of people that have got work there before I had an accident. You know, I didn't do that. I didn't have a clue and I wait for the emergency. Well, in our life, we do the same thing. We make a decision on the spot instead of knowing in advance what we should do when that circumstance really shows up. Randy, I think that's a great lesson.
Well, it's the same way in buying and selling a car. What do you do to get a car ready to sell it? How are you taking care of it? How much pride do you take in it? Like that car until it's completely gone. I've got a buddy that every car he buys is the best. He loves it. Oh, man, he loves it. It's the best in the world. Then when he sells it, he says, man, I'm glad to get rid of that car. I never did like that car in the first place. But he's convinced himself. How do you sell something you kick? And, you know, that's what's wrong with a lot of dealerships where you take your car. If you're trading it in, they're going to walk around and beat it up so bad, you get convinced that it's no good. Not at all. But no, every car has a little, it's a used car. It's got nicks. It's got dings. It's not $80,000 or $40,000. You've got a used car. But we want to make you an offer on your car. Learn to buy and sell cars.com and walk through the easy process. We'll make you that offer on that car so you'll know exactly what it's worth to give it to somebody, sell it to somebody, what kind of write-off you can get or whatever else. But take your time and learn. Take pen and paper, calculator. Do what we're telling you. Be prepared. There's 1,000 different questions, 1,000 different options on buying a car. We can't answer them all, but you can email Steve. And the question that you have, we'll be glad to answer next week or two. We'll get to it sooner or later. And if it's a question that needs to be answered right away, if he'll email me, we'll email you an answer back. We want to be in contact with you as a listener. We want to help you. This is a one-on-one situation. We're hoping to be live sometime on KKTX 1360 AM someday. We'd love to be live, and we get maybe an opportunity in the near future, and we can talk to you one-on-one. But this is a great opportunity to open. We've been blessed that we have this radio station here, and they've opened the door to us. So take your time. If you get a little time, call them and tell them how you love the show. But take your time and learn what we're teaching you. Write it down. Understand it. If you have any questions, call me at 830-625-7159 or learn to buy and sell cars.com or email Steve at
steve@bridgewaychurchcc.org. Randy, is there a big difference between facts and perception?
Oh, always. I mean, you know, there's lots of dealers out there that'll tell you anything they want to tell you, just like a lot of politicians. I hate to get into politics. I talk a lot about politics, but sometimes they don't tell us the truth, you know, and just like car of the year, truck of the year, who pays the most money? Gets the car of the year or the truck of the year. There's a lot of stuff out there, good and bad on the internet about cars, but you know what? They're used cars. What man makes breaks. That's the secret. Be prepared to fix something. You know, if you buy a car and think it's going to run forever and last forever, it's not. I mean, I buy and sell antiques all the time. I used to rebuild street rods and build street rods. I'm building a 66 Corvette right now, a 55 T-Bird, a 32 Ford truck. I love old cars. I love rebuilding and restoring. But let me tell you, it all takes money, and it all takes an opportunity and a little work. You know, if you've got an old car, we'll buy it, or you need to fix it up. You need to clean it up, do a little paint work, a little shine on it. Hey, it's worth something. Don't give it away. Find out what the true value of it is. Hey, pass it down. The best bonding you can make with a child is working on a car. I've sold lots of cars to wealthy people that have bonded with their sons and daughters by working on it. Spending a little elbow grease, spending a little time with them. It's amazing how they've grown. I sold a super rich man in Houston, Texas, 59 Corvette, and he used to call me once a year for 10 years to tell me how it's helped their relationship, how they love that car. And I asked him, I said, well, sell me that car back. He says, no possible way. This car will never be sold. We love it. It's the greatest bonding that we had. Take a little time with young ones. We need to teach the young people how to fix a car, what a car is really about. We don't take time and teach them nothing. We do need to teach them. We need to teach them how to fix a flat, how to change a spare. But we don't take that time to do that. But we wanted you to learn to reach out to your children. We want you to take that time with them. We want you to teach them what we're teaching you. So when they become of age, they're not wasting their money. spending money in the wrong direction, making bad decisions. This is Randy Adams again, your host for LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com. Time's about to run out. You can give me a call during the week, 830-625-7159. I'm here with one of my best friends. I guarantee I love the man. I love his preaching. I love what he's taught me. I love how he used to, he didn't beat me up, but he made me think about myself. He made me think and examine myself. And he's helped me to be a better man, a better father, a better husband, a better Christian, a better businessman. Steve, we got a few minutes left.
Well, I think that, Randy, it's, again, it's just an absolute pleasure to be with you. I pray that people will consider coming over to Rodfield Road at Bridgeway Church and checking us out over there. The one thing that I can promise you that you'll hear some straightforward stuff. We don't flower stuff down. We don't make cotton candy out of our faith. Jesus is our Lord and our Savior, and we follow that word. And I really like it. Randy, next week, I really kind of want to talk about facts, faith, and feelings. I want to talk about it, things that start in our head, turn to our emotion, turn to our behavior. And I think that's going to be a great discussion as we apply that to keeping our emotions out of how that guy makes us feel about buying a car. Way too many of my friends have said things like, well, he made me feel like, well, he made me mad. Well, he made me, he didn't make you do anything. You chose it. And so God bless you. We're having a marvelous time here at KKTX at 1360 on the radio dial. And we just love that you're listening.
Thank you, Steve. You know what? Also, you need to be in agreement with your wife. Think about that.
Oh, I didn't want to take that this week. No.
Too many times we're not in agreement. You need to make that decision before you go to the car lot.
That's a whole class.
And that is a class because, you know, if you're not in agreement about the time something goes wrong with that car or the payment gets a little late or a little tough, guess what? She's going to blame it on you.
Over and over again.
They never forget. Never forget, do they? No, but I mean, you know, we need to be in agreement in everything we do. I want you in agreement, your decision before you leave that house to make the right decision. Pray about it. Understand. Be in control. And if you're not in control, these boots are made for walking. Get out and walk. Get away from there if you feel uncomfortable. And let me tell you, those income tax checks are coming. Take that cash, shop, 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 shop for the best price, the best car. Hey, there's plenty of dealers out there that'll finance you. Don't get excited. Don't let them oversell you on a car. Check it out. Take a third baseman that's a mechanic. Make sure you're making the right decisions at all times. And I want to thank you for listening to LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com with Randy Adams. It's a great place here at KKTX, 1360 AM. We love you, Corpus Christi. We want to hear you next week. We'll be back here Sunday morning at 8:30. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, listen to us, and you get a chance to go see Steve. We love you, Corpus Christi.